I will Bible people is still the most important book that you could read, and especially so I think to myself, in this generation in which you live, a wicked, evil generation of terrible sin, gross sin in your land, in your community, amongst you, it's like a plague has gone out from God amongst you. But whether or not I'm right, it's a certain fact that you, every one of you, need to be saved, and saved that is from the wrath which is to come. In the Bible, there's a question posed and answered, and it's this one: who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? And the answer, of course, is not one. Not a single person in all this world can do that. An impossibility with you. But then, of course, if you don't know the Bible, if you've never read it, how can you possibly know, where to turn, who to turn to for repair? In the Bible, there is much here, I can assure you, that is so relevant for you. You say you're not religious, you say you don't care, you say it means nothing to me, I'm not a Christian. Well, permit me to tell you, there is an awful lot in this book. In fact, the most of it that is most definitely relevant for you today. Permit me, if I may, to read for you a little portion, just to familiarize you with the Bible and with some of its contents. God says in his word, here he says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's a description of yourself. That's a description of every person born into this world, yourself included. But I read that for you, that you might consider this question posed to you in the Bible: who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Well, God, he declares, not one. He says that's an impossibility for you. But of course, there have been people down through the course of history who have had a deep sense of their uncleanness before God, and a desire to be right and to be clean and to be clear with God. That might not be you, but as I say to you, there are some people, I do believe, around in our society today, to whom that would be a serious matter in question. But the Bible does make it clear, people, that without a clean heart and clean hands, there is no place for you with God. You are cut off, separated from God, without hope in this world and the world to come. So, that uncleanness that's in you, that can produce, that can bring no cleanness out of you, well, I suggest to you, some kind of change needs to take place. Many people, of course, down through the course of history, have tried man's way. there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the Bible says, but it leads, well, God says it leads to death. Now people, man's way, your religion and all your concoctions of religion, and of course you have a whole variety you can choose from, that doesn't change the heart, that doesn't produce cleanness within you, in heart or in hand, that doesn't make any difference with your standing before Almighty God. Unless He justifies you in His court, you stand and you remain guilty. As you were born, as you live, so you will die, and so you will go to a lost eternity, what the Bible terms damnation and hell. Was a man, you may have heard of him from your history books. His name was Martin Luther, not exactly the Pope's favourite, but he tried to get peace, he tried to get rightness with God the Pope's way. He paid all the penances, he bowed and muttered to all the idols, and he found no peace at all there, not anywhere else. The only place he found it was in God, in the righteousness of God, through trusting in Jesus Christ, whom I present to you this afternoon. So, like I say to you, no holiness, no God, no holiness, no heaven, no change, and no change with God. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Impossible, not one. Impossible with you, but of course not with God. Impossible for you to know and to realize and to experience the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Well, maybe you've asked this question, and maybe you haven't, maybe you couldn't care less. But permit me to tell you, just in case there is one who does care, who does give it a thought, and who would like to be right with God, well, the answer, I tell you, is readily available in the Bible. It's there that you will find the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, not the kind that this world produces. I mean the wisdom and the treasures of God, the richness of His grace, His love, His peace, His mercy, His forgiveness, the things that money can't buy, this world can't give you, nobody else can give you, and you can't produce for yourself, no matter how much you've got, haven't got, and no matter what you do. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Not you. That's a certain fact. But, you know, the best and the worst of men, doesn't matter who or what you are, what you've done, what you've accomplished, achieved, or what you've got, the best and the worst of men, this is an incapability with them to produce cleanness out of that which is defiled, out of that which is rotten, rotten to the core. That's human nature, yours and mine included. To fetch out of human nature what is just and good and what is pleasing to God, an impossibility. It just isn't there, so you must needs look somewhere else outside of yourself, because in you there is no hope whatsoever. But the impossibilities of the human nature, well, they're arraigned, if you like, in the Bible. They're there for everyone to read and see for themselves. That innocent children, that righteous children could come from fallen and sinful parents, that is an impossibility. Because, you see, the parents are defiled and unclean, so they beget their own likeness. They beget children like themselves, defiled and unclean. So your offspring, children and grandchildren, their children and their grandchildren, all the way from Adam and Eve, right through to this day, right through to the end of the world, the only thing that you will produce, you women, from your wombs, is nothing but defiled, is nothing but unclean, is nothing but filthy children. Even, yes, even the newborn infant, not yet even a day old, people, defiled, unclean, tainted with original sin. You say, who are defiled and unclean before God, how can anything be brought out of you, children or otherwise, that is innocent, that is righteous, that is pure, and that is clean? An impossibility. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one, and not you. No, people, impossible. That a holy nature, that is one pleasing to God, that could come out of a depraved nature from any individual born into this world, that too is an impossibility. You see, that's your state, your condition, like it or not, that's how God describes you. Desperately wicked, a deceitful heart above all things, the greatest deceit that you could possibly think of, the greatest deceiver. Well, God says in His Word in the Bible, He says that the human heart is deceitful above all things. And that's you, that's me, that's every person born into this world. So how can, if you've got a nature that's depraved, if you've got a nature that's deceitful and desperately wicked above all things, how could you possibly, out of that, produce a holy nature, such a nature as is pleasing to God? That's impossible. Under our question, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not you, not one, not a single person in all this world. Because that's the state, that's the condition of every person born into this world. None righteous, says God, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yourself included, and myself too. Every single one of us in the same boat, like it or not. How can pure acts that are acceptable to God, how could that come? How could you produce that from an impure heart? If your heart is diseased, if your heart's full of rottenness, and Jesus says it is, He says it's out of the heart that all these murderous deeds, all the aggression and all the filth that you see in your world today, He says it comes out of the human heart. It's like a cesspit, it's like a pool of iniquity. Out of the heart proceeds thoughts of murder and fornication and sodomy and all kinds of lawlessness and degradation of human nature. It comes out of the heart. So how, if you've got a polluted heart, if you've got a heart like a cesspit, and Jesus says you have, well, He says, how? How could you possibly from that produce pure actions? Impossible. Everything that you do, everything that you say, and everything that you think is polluted and defiled because your heart, because the fountain is defiled and unclean. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one, and not you either. People, an impossibility. Lest the fountains change, that is. But then, how can perfect acts, and God can only accept perfect actions, He won't accept anything that's imperfect, because He's a God of perfection. So how can you produce perfect actions, perfect deeds, that will be pleasing to God, when you're an imperfect person? The whole of you, not just your mind, that's like a cesspool, it's the entirety of your being, your affections, desires, your emotions, your will, every part of you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, shot through with sin and defilement, imperfection, unacceptable to God. And people, hey, that's your actions too, your deeds, whatever you do, even your acts of kindness, even your acts of compassion, even your best of deeds are polluted and tainted with sin, uncleanness, defilement, unacceptable to God. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one, and certainly not you. How could you produce a heavenly life from nature's moral death? here you are in a state of death. That's what God says, not me. He says, you're like dead men walking. You know, dead in your trespasses and sins, spiritually and morally dead before God, without hope in this world and the world to come. So how can you who are morally dead, how can you who are dead to God, how can you who are dead to heaven, how can you who are dead to any kind of heavenly inclination or thinking, how could you possibly produce a heavenly life? Because that not alone is what God will accept from you if you're to be right with Him. Now, an impossibility. You cannot bring a clean thing out of an unclean. And that's what you are. Unclean, defiled, and guilty before God, He says. So unless there's a change, a drastic change, a radical change, well, people, it'll stay as you are, you know. You'll live as you were born, and you'll die as you lived, and you'll go to hell, damnation of hell, in the same condition, the same state, in your defilement, in your uncleanness, and you'll join an eternity full of people who are the same as yourself, who wouldn't listen, who wouldn't be entreated, wouldn't be warned, wouldn't be encouraged, and wouldn't be nothing. You just couldn't care less. Well, people, as I say, unless there's a change of mega proportions, that's your end, that's your only outlook, that's your only future. So, the imperatives of salvation, you must be clean to be accepted before God. That which is unclean must be clean. So how will it be clean? What kind of detergent, what kind of product are you going to purchase, are you going to search for, that will clean the cesspit of your mind, your heart, and bring from it that which is pure and clean, and enable you to produce that which is clean and pure? Well, people, you travel the world over, I guarantee you, you won't find any detergent. You won't find any commodity in this world that will cleanse you, that will remove the uncleanness, defilement from your heart and mind. No, it's God alone who can do that. But of course He did give the remedy in sending His Son Jesus Christ into this world to die for ungodly sinners, to shed His blood on the cross, that through that blood that you might be washed and that you might be made clean. Because nothing else will do it. Nothing else will shift the stain. Nothing else will shift the stubborn uncleanness. Nothing else will shift the defilement. Nothing else will make you holy and acceptable before God. Only faith towards the blood of God's Son shed on that cross. That's the gospel. God justifies sinners, ungodly people, through faith in the blood of God's Son, shed on that cross for lost sinners. But then, of course, your fallen nature is essentially unclean. So how do you change your nature? How can any one of you change your nature? I mean, can you change the spots on a leopard? That's another question the Bible poses. Well, can you? You say, well, of course, nobody can change the spots on a leopard. That's its nature. That's the way it was made. That's the way it came into this world. Nobody could change that. Well, who could change you then? Your sinful nature. That's the way you came into the world. So who could change it? Impossible with you. Sheer, absolute impossibility. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one, not you. But with God, the Bible says, all things are possible, even a change of your nature. Possible for you to be recreated, the Bible says, born all over again. New start, new heart, clean beginning, clean slate. It's there in the Bible for you to see and read yourself. But people, unless, as I say, that nature of yours which is essentially defiled and unclean before God, unless that nature's changed, you remain as you are, and you produce what you are. More uncleanness, more vileness, more promiscuity, more sodomizing, more drunkenness, more filth and degeneracy. You see it the world over, can't you? Well, people, unless you change the nature of the beast will remain as it is. But then, of course, you go on teaching yourself that you came from animals. Well, don't be surprised if you start behaving like them. You keep telling yourself it, you'll believe it eventually, and you'll start behaving like them. But you got to be changed if you're going to be right with God, if you're going to be clean and acceptable to Him in your deeds, actions, thoughts, and your nature. But you see, people, that's how you are, how you came into this world, but you're still responsible for it. God demands that you be clean. If you're not clean, He sends you to hell. If you are clean, He'll accept you, receive you. But you see, you got a nature with a bias towards that which is unclean. That's why your world's full of so much uncleanness. That's why you got all this filthiness in your land today, because you got this bias. It's like the law of gravity, you know? You just gravitate towards it, because that's your nature. You know, like the old pig in the trough. You know, you can take it out and clean it, you know, put a collar and tie on it, but the moment you let it go, it'll head straight back for the muck, because that's what it loves. That's its natural habitat. And your natural habitat is sin. You can clean you up, tidy you up a bit, but let you go, and you'll go straight back into the muck of sin again. Because you gravitate towards it. It's the inclination of your nature. Unless God changes it, people, you'll remain as you are. Just, corruption that you can't shift yourself. I mean, how many of you got amongst you, that try to change yourselves, You look at yourself in the mirror, you say, gotta be a change. You buy your self-help books, you know, and you get your patches from the chemist. You say the drugs have gotta go, the fags have gotta go, the booze has gotta go, this has gotta go, gotta change, but you can't for the life of you. Because you got a disease inside you called sin, and it won't let you go. You can't shake it off. You ain't got the power and the strength. Not one of you who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean. Not one, says God, and not you neither. No, you got to look somewhere else, people. You got to look to the strong for strength. You're weak. How can you who are weak, how can you who are depraved, how can you who are deceitful, how can you who are weak through sin, how can you possibly find the strength to overcome the disease? It's like telling somebody that's got cancer, you know, get out your bed, shake it off, you know, and get on with your life. Absolute nonsense. They've got a terminal disease. They can't overcome it. And so have you. How can you overcome this terminal disease of sin inside you? You who are weak and polluted and defiled. Now, people, you've got to look to the strong for strength, and you ain't strong. But there's strength in Jesus, Son of God, that broke the bands of death, and they put him in a grave. And people, they put a stone over the grave, and they put keepers on the grave. And I tell you, the stone couldn't keep him in the tomb. The grave keepers couldn't keep him in the tomb. Death couldn't keep him in the tomb. He broke the bands of death. He arose from the dead. There's strength. There's power to overcome sin. But you couldn't overcome the least of your sins in your own strength and power. Without me, Jesus says, you can't do nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're going to be righteous. You've got to look to the righteous one for righteousness. And that's Jesus, the only perfect man. Only man ever lived in this world perfectly, flawlessly. Not a sinful thought, not a sinful deed or action. No sinful nature there. And if you're going to be righteous, only place to find righteousness is in Him. Won't find it in yourself. You look inside you and you'll find nothing but death. You got the courage, you got the bottle, to stop, shut the music off, and shut all the noise off round about you, and sit there quietly for 5 minutes, and look into your own heart. It'd be like walking through a cemetery, frighten the life out you. When you see what's there, like whited sepulchres. You walk about in your respectability and making people think that you're a real cool dude, but inside you is the same murder, the same addictions and aggression, the same gossiping and hate and the hostility for God, just the same as all other human beings. Now people, now I tell you, you're going to be righteous. You've got to look to the righteous one for that. It's not in you, definitely not in you. Then if you're going to be a new creation, you've got to look to the Creator. Because only the Creator can create things. You can't bring nothing out of nothing. But God did, He brought nothing. He brought this universe out of nothing. He just spoke the words and the universe came into being. Stars in the sky, the sky itself, the world, humanity. You know, your Divvy Dawkins and stupid Darwin. You've been feeding on them for years, for decades in this country. And you're all full up with these stupid fairy tales. You know, you evolved. You used to be monkeys and apes and now you're human beings. And you're getting better and better. All I see is you're getting worse and worse. More and more depraved, more and more filled up with sin. Better? I think not. Evolving, developing, you're degenerating, people. Look around you. And the world, what you live, is degenerating with you into more and more filth and scum and degeneracy. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Not one, not you. Only your Creator, the one that created the universe and created you, needs to create you all over again, make you a brand new creature. But only God, only the Creator can do that, not you. That's a certain fact. You have to look outside yourself. You have to look to God for salvation, for deliverance from your uncleanness and defilement. Only God can do it for you. He's the producer of salvation. He's the one that planned it. He's the one that schemed it. He's the one that sent Jesus into the world. He's the one, people, that had His only begotten Son, His lovely, beautiful Son, had Him crucified on a cross so that men and women such as you could be forgiven and cleansed of all your unrighteousness, defilement, guilt, and uncleanness. You bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Nah, impossible. Not one can do it. Only Jesus, only the Son of God, crucified for ungodly sinners. Nobody else can do it. So you see, that brings me to the last point, the indispensability of the gospel. The gospel is needful. You need the gospel, the good news about Jesus, Son of God, that saves sinners. Still doing it, been doing it for generations. Been doing it, well, since Adam and Eve fell into sin, He's been doing it, and He's still doing it today, the world over. But the gospel alone is the answer. Ain't no other answer. Can't educate sin out of you. You can't psychoanalyze sin out of you. All your counseling in the world won't take an inch of sin out of you. Only the gospel. Gospel, the Bible says, the good news about Jesus is God's power unto salvation for everyone that believeth. Not for religious people, not for self-righteous, not for conceited, self-conceited, respectable religious dudes. No, people, for those that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. It brings salvation from the defilement of sin. It makes a person a body right with God. That's the gospel, people. God justifies sinners, makes them right with Himself through His Son Jesus and His death on the cross. And when you believe it, you get the power, you get the cleanness, you get what you can't provide for yourself and produce yourself. When we were without strength, at just the right time, the Bible says, God sent His Son into the world. made of a woman, made under the law. When we were without strength, God knows about your weakness. He knows that you are unable to fetch a clean thing out of your unclean natures and souls. He knows your condition and weakness. That's why he sent Jesus into the world, and at just the right time, and to be crucified and to rise again from the dead, that you might have the victory over it, that you might be a clean person before God, to do for you what you are unable to do for yourself. Only the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, that alone will remove the stains. The wonder-working power of Jesus' blood, what can make me whole again? The hymn writer poses the question, he answers, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my stain, he says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else will do it, people. But it's wonder working. Oh, I tell you, it's powerful. It's mighty to save. It's the blood of my Savior, Jesus. I tell you, people, he'd not have died, believe me. He'd not have died if your sin could be removed by some other means. If you could do it yourself. If you could do it with your stupid religion. If you could do it with your silly rules and regulations. If you could do it with your respectability. If you could do it with your humanism, your education and social work and all that garbage. If you could shift your sin by some human means, believe me, Jesus would not have died on the cross. But he died on the cross because that's the only way that your sin could be shifted, removed, that you could be clean. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one, not you. But I tell you, Jesus can, Son of God can. That's why he came and that's why he died on the cross. Because that's the only means, by the gospel that I declare to you, present you with week after week, only by that gospel, my Savior, he alone can make you clean. Then you got to be renewed. You got to be made new. You got to be reborn. Born from above, Jesus says, ye must be born again. People, believe me, the Holy Spirit of God would not regenerate people, make them new, make them all over again, if you could do it yourself, if you could do it by some other means, if you could do it with your religion and all the other stuff you got going for you or haven't. People, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Unless you're born of God's Spirit, unless you're born from above, oh, I tell you, he alone, the Almighty Spirit of God, he alone can change a person's heart. He alone can change their nature. He alone can make them new. He alone can make them alive from the dead. He alone can make you right with God. Shall you see, without God the Father, his plan, and God the Son, his death and resurrection, and without God the Holy Spirit, the one through whom people are made alive, recreated, without God you're lost, you're undone, you're unclean, defiled, you are lost big time, and will be for all eternity, unless there's some kind of change. Almighty God, your only hope, people, in a spiritual recreation. Resurrection, what's the Bible? It's the way the Bible terms it. Like a person passing from death to life, you know. One moment you're lying there on the floor dead like a corpse, and somebody comes along and raises you from the dead. Well, that's what God does in his salvation. That you are dead to God, spiritually dead, cut off from God in heaven. No hope in the world. No hope for heaven. No, only thing you got to look forward to is nothing but the fearful looking for of God's judgment, the damnation of hell, the just recompense for your sinful nature and your sinful deeds. Unless, people, unless that is Almighty God raises you from the dead, unless He comes and quickens you, makes you alive, unless He perfects you, people, you'll remain imperfect. You'll remain unacceptable to God as you are at this minute in time. So, you see, God alone can meet your needs. God alone can counter your inability, the death that you're in because of sin. Only He can remove it from you. But you see, like I say, or rather like the Bible itself says, this depravity is universal throughout the whole world. Every man, don't matter the nation you come from, don't matter the religion you've got, don't matter what your creed, your colour, don't matter who or what you are, don't matter what kind of language you speak, depraved every man and woman, every single one of you, utterly and absolutely depraved, deceitful and desperately wicked. That's God's judgment, not mine. And it's hereditary. Here's another point of it, you see, you pass it on from one generation to another. They've been doing that since the days of Adam and Eve, and you carry on doing it now. You get children and you give them your disease. You have children born to you and they're as unclean and defiled as the rest of you, as all the rest of you born into this world. The stream of humanity is utterly polluted, contaminated and defiled. The source must be changed. The heart, the nature must be changed. People, there's no other answer. But it's not a natural change. It's a supernatural change. And the supernatural in its origin, that is from God Himself, and supernatural in its consequences, because you become a supernatural being, born of God's Spirit, with a new dimension, spiritual dimension, alive from the dead, alive to God, and of course heaven bound, acceptable to God. Why? Because born again, because washed in the Saviour's blood. But without that, only place you're going is down. Only place you're going is to hell. Only place you got to look forward to is the perishing damnation of hell, along with other degenerate sinners. People, only one hope, and that's the gospel that I declare to you week by week. That's the gospel of my Savior, the Son of God, proved, demonstrated to be the Son of God with power by His resurrection from the dead. But He died and rose again, in order that you might be saved, that you might be delivered from the wrath to come. So, like I say, it's in the Bible for you to read for yourself. See for yourself that these things are so. Don't ask you. Simply take my word for these things. Examine the evidence. See what God has to say in His word in the Bible. But there's no other book. Like I keep telling you, there's no other source of information available to you. There's no truth outside of this book. All men are liars, people. Everything else but God's book is nothing but lies and deceit. This is your only source of truth. And it says to you this afternoon, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Why? Because, He abundantly pardons. He shows mercy. Come now, He says, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. How possible? Oh, people, but you, impossible. How can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not you, not one. No, people, but God can. The blood of His Son shed on that cross in order that you might be washed and made clean, whiter than snow. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. From its the penalty of sin, from its power that holds you, grips you, won't let you go, and from its presence that surrounds you, in your families, your community, in your country, in the world. You can't escape it. Everywhere you go, you're faced with nothing but sin's nature, its depravity and the outworking of it. Every time you pick up a newspaper, every time you watch a television news bulletin, it's right in your face, the ravages of sin. Are you that blind that you can't see it? And are you also that blind that you cannot see that God sent a Saviour into this world, that through Him that you might be saved? Well, God says, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, that is, and you shall be saved. Believe. Believe, He says. Only believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But Jesus also says, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So therefore He says, repent ye and believe the gospel, because the kingdom of God is at hand. That's your only out. That's your only escape. That's the only way you can be made clean. That's the only way the defilement can be shifted. That's the only way the pollution, that's the only way the contamination can be removed. Blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Trusting in Him, believing on His name. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Not one. Not you, but God can. If you'll turn to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, and believe on His name, you shall be saved. God promises it so. You'd like a copy of God's book, take it home with you. It's offered to you free of charge. All you've got to do is take it, read it. Come to your own conclusions, if you will. You might still rubbish it afterwards, but at least you'll have read the evidence. But I do say, that will make you more responsible. But I do urge you, I do encourage you, to take a copy of God's Word and read for yourself and see that these things are so. God bless you, and have yourself a nice day.